Now, anything nuclear is not always bad, unless it's the outer limits, which can result in the production and decay of strange particles.
Now, 3 months ago, the Tech Astronomy Lab announced the discovery of 8 new objects in outer space. One of them is more than 2 billion light years away from us. It is shining in the 13th magnitude.
Quasi-stellar radio sources.
That's right. Give them a name. They radiate, they pulse. But they're not galaxies, and they're not stars. They break every rule in the book. Yet they're out there, burning. These particles are their atomic equivalent. The ultra-large out there, the ultra-small boiling up in our reactor. Their radioactivity is greater than your wildest dreams. Like a hole torn in the universe. Something seeping in.
John, did that scientific explanation make any sense?
Well, it started off pretty well, and then it went off in the direction of a convenience for plot purposes. I think in terms of what was understood about quasars at the time, it wasn't too bad. That is, at that time, astronomers could look out, and they could see at sort of, you know, basically the edge of the observable universe at the time. You could see these sources of tremendous power, and, you know, in terms of the theories of people, the theories that people had at the time of what could generate some sort of energy, you know, it was clearly much more than you could get from just the normal sort of fusion process that you would associate with what goes on in, say, the sun and other stars. So there were a lot of questions of what could this possibly be. Now, I believe at this point, there's much more of the understanding that quasars have much more to do with gigantic black hole phenomena, that you're looking, in many cases, at huge black holes that are associated with the collapsed cores of various galaxies. So basically, that's the reality of that. It has nothing to do with peculiar particles unknown to mankind otherwise. So that's where they jumped the fence over into pure science fiction.
Does that drive you crazy sometimes when you're watching television and there's all this scientific gobbledygook that you know is wrong?
Well, you know, I sometimes it does, certainly. I think when you're watching any sort of show, especially if it's just an entertainment program, I think you've got to bring a certain amount of willingness to suspend disbelief to this. For example, the X-Files had a lot of scientific gibberish in it, and, in my job at Scientific American, I'm often trying to talk the kind of people who believe in UFOs and a lot of other peculiar psychic phenomena. I'm trying to talk them in off the ledge, but I can sit there and I can still enjoy that sort of show a lot. So, you know, I think it depends on exactly how they use it and how much, I suppose, I think people could really walk away with a sort of perniciously wrong idea of the science.
Well, you won't have to concern yourselves with that type of mentality on this show. This is certainly not the Art Bell Show.